Drown?
Sure. He talked about somebody called so-and-so yesterday.
Drown?
Yeah. And he has.
Drown?
What would you say a baby does before it's able to walk it?
Cross.
And if there's something up a tree that I need, I have to.
Climb?
Yeah, yesterday I.
Climbed.
And I have.
Climbed.
Okay. So if a child is about to go to bed, but he's going to say his prayers before he goes to bed, you say before he gets in bed, he by the bed.
Kneels.
Or the pass for me.
Kneels.
Okay. But if I'm tired, I might say, well, I'm a little bit tired. I think I'm going to down in bed.
Right.
Okay. Or talking about somebody who was sick, you might say, he couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
Right.
Okay. When you sleep, you might begin to see things in your sleep. You say that you begin to
dream.
Sure. And you would say, last night I
dreamed.
Okay, and I had
dreamed
plenty of time. I was dreaming about such and such, but all of a sudden I
woke up.
If I bring my foot down real hard on the floor, you say, I do what?
Stomped.
Okay. Say if a boy meets a girl at a party and he wants to make sure that she gets home okay, he might ask, well, may I
take you home?
And if I get my car stuck in the mud somewhere, I might ask somebody to bring some chains and wrap them around my front bumper and try to help me out. In front? Okay. Or get behind me and give me a
push.
Say if you have a real heavy suitcase, talking about, you might say, well, I do that thing for 3 blocks.
Carried.
You ever hear people say anything else besides carry?
Tote.
It's like your mother was cooking in the kitchen. She's using the oven. And some small children walk in. She might tell them, well, now that stove's real hot, so.
Don't touch it.
So if you want a knife and you send somebody for it, you say, go the knife.
Bring.
Say in a game of a chase or tag or something like that, when you played there, was there usually a place that you could run to and be safe? But it couldn't get you?
Home?
Yeah. And if you throw me a ball, I'm supposed to
catch it.
Yeah. You threw it and I
caught it.
And I have
caught it.
Okay. Say if we're supposed to meet in town, I might tell you, well, if I get there first, I'll wait.
For you?
If you say your father has a hired man who hasn't been doing his job, he might say, well, so-and-so looks like I'm just going to have to
find
or get
rid of him.
And after he does that, the hired man might come back and say, oh, come on, just give me one more. Say somebody who's always smiling and saying nice things about people, you might say, oh, so-and-so sure seems to be in a good
mood.
Or
body.
Or good.
Yeah.
What about talking about somebody who really doesn't know what's going on? Say, he really doesn't know what's going on, but he knew it all.
Stop.
Okay. Or what if a boy left something bad out on his desk in school. When he got back, it was gone. He might say, all right, who?
Stolen.
This expression, he might say, well, I forgot about that, but now I
remember.
Or, you must have a better memory than I do because I sure
can't remember.
You want to get in touch with somebody, you sit down and you begin to
right.
Yeah, and yesterday you
wrote.
And you have. Yeah. And after you write somebody, you expect to get an
answer.
Right. What do you say you do to the envelope? You
address.
All right. And you might say, well, I like to write so and so, but I don't know his
address.
Okay. Say if a boy has learned how to do something unusual, like a whistle between his teeth, you might might ask him,
talk to them.
What about a child who goes around telling on other children, what would you call him?
Tattletale.
Okay. To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping? Would there be any difference? Say if you have some flowers growing in your yard, and you want to brighten up the room a little bit, you might say, well, I think I'll go out in the yard and
cut flowers.
And these things that a child plays with, you say he has a room full of
toys.
Ever heard them call anything else?
Mm-hmm.